So welcome everyone to this Shedcast today. That's what I'm calling it. I think this is the second edition of the Shedcast. John Perry and I were out here last year filming the first edition, and I'd like to do this more throughout the season, but we'll see how it goes noise-wise. Today I'm kind of doing this as a test run to see kind of what it's going to sound like. There's not a whole lot of commotion going on, but you never know. So last Friday I asked the fine people of my Instagram channel to go ahead and ask me anything. That was lawn questions, didn't have to be lawn questions. And then I said I would make a video for the YouTube channel, answer all of those. So I got about 30 of them. I stopped there because I didn't want this video to be ages long. But if it does get long, then go ahead and go down to the settings. You can speed up the video and you can watch more of it faster if you want to. All right, so I'm going to grab my phone here, get all the questions. And I'm just going to run through these basically as fast as I can while still hopefully giving you guys good answers. So first question here is, what should I put down for crabgrass pre-emergent and how long should I wait to overseed? So you're not going to be able to overseed if you put down to traditional crabgrass pre-emergent, something like prodiamine. So basically you got to decide between those two. If you have any existing grass there that you want to just kind of take care of this year, I'd go with the pre-emergent. If you don't, then you may need to overseed and use something like Tenacity. At what level would you regret allowing the Discord goofballs to ask you anything? So the Discord is a kind of a lawn group thing that I'm in, and we have a lot of fun over there. So I don't know. I just went for it. It turned out okay. Should I put down pre-emergent yet or weed killer? I don't know where you're located, so I can't say exactly, but if you're between 50 and 55 degrees for soil temperatures, you can put down your pre-emergent. Weed killers, you can use as soon really as the weeds are actively growing. I'd probably wait until you're mowing a couple times. Ever consider helping viewers with their lawn renovation if they upload a vid or show their condition of their lawn? So this is something that a lot of people have asked me before, and it's just, I have a hard time with even getting messages with pictures and stuff like that to find exactly what's going on in the yard. It's just kind of difficult. So maybe in the future it would be something that would be fun, but at this point I really want to do justice in showing everything well. For the most part right now, that just means that I'm doing the work by myself. What's the earliest you can throw down humic, RGS, etc. when the soil temp is 55, or can you do it earlier? You can do it earlier as long as the ground isn't frozen. Does not really matter as long as you're not spraying onto frozen ground. What happened to your project lawn? Well, I had two of them last year, one right across the street, and then a huge project lawn. That one's like 2 acres. I'm still working on the 2 acre one. I'll probably show a little of what's going on in the one across the street, but I am not sure right now. I'm probably giving that over to my neighbor and he's going to kind of take care of everything this year. Where is the accent from? I'm not sure what accent exactly you're talking about. Most people don't say that I have much of an accent. However, I am from Minnesota, so it is possible, but I don't have the traditional Minnesota, don't you know, all that stuff. Next question, how to fix a tire sunken spot in the lawn, new soil or seed or question mark? So basically what you need to do when you have large spots is you need to fill those with some kind of soil, get them back up to level, and then reseed it. That's pretty much how it's worked for me. Pre-emergent time in the Midwest recommendations. Just depends again on exactly where you're located, but look for temperatures in the soil of 50 to 55 degrees. You can check that on Greencast, which is an online thing that you can kind of get a sense of where temperatures are for soil. Otherwise, you can just use a cheap little thermometer and go out and do it yourself. How's your patio situation looking? I'm not sure what I had told you I was doing with my patio, but at this point, it's still looking like I don't know. Are you getting an adult size spreader this year? Well, last year I did get the Scott's Elite, which is slightly bigger than my sort of beginner spreader. But to be honest, that beginner spreader just, it works. There's really nothing wrong with it. Let's see, next question here. What grass would you have if you were forced to move to Middle Texas? I'd definitely probably have Bermuda. I like cutting the yard lower, and so far I think that would probably be my best bet as to what is easiest to grow down there. What's your favorite grass? Favorite grass is perennial ryegrass. Should you put calcium down during the spring to help the grass get through the summer? That kind of depends on sort of what's already in your soil. So I would recommend you do a soil test. Just did a video on soil testing. It's not really all that complicated or scary. So check out that video if you want to learn more about that. then you'll know sort of what to apply and what not to apply. Ryan, tell us about worm casting and worm mounds and how to deal with it. Well, I deal with this a lot in my soil. There's a lot of worms in it. That's a good thing because they're going to work there for you, doing a lot of aerating and stuff like that. But those mounds, especially if you are mowing lower like I am, they get to be smushed down. They kind of smush down the grass. It doesn't look very good, and it, especially in times when it's really wet, it just looks terrible. I haven't found any solution to that really at this point other than just continue to deal with it. It seems to be better during certain times of the year and worse during certain times of the year, but really nothing that I would say you can do about it, and you should be sort of happy that you have some activity going on in the soil. Can you mow a cool weather lawn like Kentucky bluegrass short with a real mower? Thanks. Absolutely. I've got some Kentucky bluegrass mixed in my side yard with the perennial ryegrass. That's being mowed low. Otherwise, definitely check out Connor Ward on YouTube. He is the bluegrass guy. When's the ideal time to start using PGR? So I usually start using PGR, which is plant growth regulator, as soon as I'm starting to mow and I'm noticing that the spring flush is about to happen, I will start about that point. What do you do for a living? I do exactly what I'm doing right now, which is making content and YouTube videos for all of you guys. That is what I do. Should we be putting down pre-emergent in central Iowa? I'm thinking that it's probably going to be another week or two, maybe, but really whenever you feel comfortable with it. I think the soil, last time I checked, was around 45. You've got a little more to go if you want to, but 50 to 55 degrees is the target. Which reel mower would you recommend if I want to cut a putting green in my backyard? Probably a Toro Greensmaster. If you're going to need something that will go low enough for greens height, which is usually slightly under 0.2 inches, I may try something crazy this year, but we'll see. Have you ever considered getting a real dog? Nope. Our dogs are, as far as I know, they are real, and they're pretty awesome. Is there a time in your life or event that you can pinpoint that started your love of lawn care? Yes. If you watch my story on my homepage of my YouTube channel, it will explain this all slightly more in detail. But I remember a time when I was a kid, and like the CBS News or something was on at that point, and David Meller of the Red Sox, he's the groundskeeper there, was on talking about how they put patterns in the field, how they stripe the field. And I was watching that and I thought, this is just absolutely fascinating stuff to me. You're dealing with a living plant. You can actually sort of make art out of it. And that kind of sparked my interest at that point. I didn't get back into the lawn thing for a while. I was in the music world doing stuff with that, and that was sort of the path that I was going down, but some things changed. And then I sort of remembered how much I enjoyed lawns, and at that exact moment was when my wife and I moved into our house here, and the lawn needed a lot of work, so it sort of forced me back into learning, back into all of that thing, and then I figured out that I could get my creative side and film some stuff and learn video. I had never done video at that point, but I sort of thought about it again, like I can put these two together, and that's what I did. And now here we are. So that was sort of the point back there, I think, where it came from. Now sort of it's evolved into something that is much more beyond what I ever anticipated it would be. What are your thoughts on Scott's lawn care products? Nothing wrong with them whatsoever. I've used quite a few things in my yard. The Turf Builder is something that I still recommend to a lot of people just getting into the sort of lawn thing, because you can get it at all the stores. It's fairly inexpensive usually and covers a pretty good distance for that price. So nothing wrong with it. I think there's more things that as you go along, you'll notice that you want to tailor your program slightly more to what's going on in your yard. But if you're starting out and you want to go down that route of using Scott's stuff, I don't see a problem with that. What do you think about pendimethalin pre-emergent? That can work just as well as the other ones. I think just talking about Scott's, the Halts product from Scott's, I believe that's the active ingredient in there. From what I have read about those, sometimes it doesn't tend to last quite as well in the soil as something like prodiamine, but if that's available to you, good price, go for it. This is a football question. Opinion on Diggs leaving. So as most of you guys know, although I'm not wearing my Vikings hat today, I'm a big Minnesota sports fan, being from Minnesota, and so Stephon Diggs was the sort of star wide receiver, one of them at least. he is gone now to the Buffalo Bills. And a couple people messaged me on Instagram and said thank you because they were Bills fans. And I said, you guys just wait until he's either complaining every single day or he might be hurt. But one, it's probably going to be one or the other. So he's no doubt, though, a very good player. So we'll see how that turns out. Let's go with the next question. Pie or cake? Well, to be honest, I'm really not much of a sweets person. I do, I guess I would say I like some sweets, but I don't typically eat a lot of sweets. Let's just go with pie. My wife makes a really good homemade cherry pie, so that's pretty good stuff. Big Fran from Texas, would you recommend Zoysia over St. Augustine for shady areas? I think it depends on the variety. I'm not, certainly not a warm season expert. I believe there's some St. Aug that's better for shady areas, so you might look at those, but I think either one of those, if you pick the right variety, would be good. There's, again, different types of all these grasses, though, that have been adapted to different things, so do some research on the type that you want and see if there's one that's available with shade, without shade, all that. Next question, when should you put down our first fertilizer app other than pre-emergent? First fertilizer depends sort of on what you did last fall. If you did a lot of stuff in the fall last year for fertilizer, I typically don't need much fertilizer at all in the beginning, other than sometimes I use some liquid applications, which are lighter. If you didn't do anything and you're just getting into this now, then I would say go ahead and put out an early fertilizer application. That's totally fine. But just know, spring is going to be an extreme time for cool season growth anyway. So if you're putting fertilizer out and then you're also dealing with the spring flush, you're going to have to be mowing a lot. So just prepare yourself for that. I'm looking to buy a good push mower. Can you give me a few options? Well, I would say in the past, I've used the Toro versions, the super recyclers. I've had one of those in the past. Right now, of course, I have a Time Master and I have a Honda. And so for a good push mower that I think is also for some newer homeowners, it's not going to be extremely expensive. I see the Toro or the Honda as being a really good option. You can just kind of pick whichever one you really want at that point. What's your best advice for moss control without a soil test? Lime. So I asked this question to my little, I was talking about that Discord group earlier. I asked my question here to Green Doc on there. And let me quickly get into something here as well. This is a side note, but if you're not listening to Turfs Up Radio every day with my good friend Matt Martin, the Grass Factor. You can also find it on Spotify and podcasts, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Go check that out because Matt talks about so many questions every day, so many topics, all related to lawn care stuff. You are going to learn something, there's no doubt about it. And Green Doc, who is in our Discord group and is just, I would basically consider him the encyclopedia of lawn care. He is in there, and so I asked him this question, and he said, for homeowners, if you don't want to faint at looking at the price of some of these controls, then go ahead and look at the Lily Miller product. I will link this. I think there's some on Do My Own. I haven't checked Amazon, but that product would be something to try, but you need to also kind of figure out why the moss problem is happening, which usually is because of shade and extra moisture. So you need to solve one of those problems long term in order to kind of keep things from coming back. I know there's a lot of climates as well, some of the Pacific Northwest that is typically sort of extra rainy all the time, that this could just be an issue. So that product might be something you want to look at. When did you start your passion for lawn care? Well, I told that story just a little earlier, but again, if you want the full story, I made a whole video about this that is on the main page of my channel, and I'll also link it below so you can check that out. Why don't you think your truck deserves equal treatment as your Challenger? Well, that's actually true. I think they do probably deserve equal treatment, but the truck is starting to get pretty rusty, and here in our salt-filled winters that we have, unfortunately, it didn't take too many seasons of winter. As far as I know, that truck belonged to a farmer here that went south for the winter, and he didn't drive it in the winter. So when I bought it, it only had 43,000 miles on it, and it's a 1999, and now it has about 75, so still very low miles, but it only took about 3 or 4 seasons for it to start rusting pretty bad. Despite all of my efforts cleaning the wheel wells and all of that as much as I could during the winter time, didn't make a difference. It's rusting. Any advice at how to take care of flooding in your backyard? I've seen some of these situations before that I think, wow, that is some crazy stuff going on in terms of water sitting on that soil. And really what I think you can do is, if there's any possibility of putting in some sort of drainage system, like a tile drainage system, long-term, that would be your best bet. But I'm certainly no expert in that. Sometimes there's nowhere for the water to really fall. So you've got to figure out if you can reroute it somewhere and actually have enough fall in there to move it somewhere else. But that would be something I would look into, like French drains. Another question about football. So how about that Diggs trade? I talked about that a little earlier. I don't know if I'm really all that upset or not. The Vikings sort of look like they need some defense actually now. They've lost a lot of their good players there. How do I control Poa annua? Poa annua is an age-old question, I think, of lawn care, and that is a tough one. You're going to need some fall pre-emergent, if possible. So in the fall, as it's getting to about soil temps of 70, you need to get your pre-emergent down at that point. This is going to help to prevent those seeds from germinating from the Poa that's going on right then. So the next spring, you're going to have less problems. Is this a complete fail-safe way? There's not going to be any more Poa? Probably not. It's kind of a tough thing. So the best case scenario is right now, if you're finding any that you can actually dig out, get rid of the root system and everything, that would be great. If you can do that and it's not so widespread, perfect. Some people in the South try to spray it with Roundup or glyphosate, and I think that's somewhat effective, but I know that some of it is becoming resistant to that as well. So pre-emergent in the fall would be your best bet. If you're up north, there's another thing you can try, which is Tenacity. And again, all of these, are they 100%? Probably not. I think that's all the questions that I had. I may do more of these throughout the season, but we'll see how busy things get with video and how all that works. I may just do them in podcast form instead of doing the video. I haven't decided yet, but I do think that answering sort of a slew of questions is kind of a good way to get some more content out there and specifically get you guys involved so you can ask things directly. And if you would like to ask me a question, go ahead and ask down in the comment section below. It does not have to be related to lawn care. And for my next episode, depending on where that goes, if it's just a podcast or if it is here on video, I'll answer those questions. But for now, thanks so much for watching this one, and we'll see you next time.